This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
A young and up-and-coming singer-songwriter, which I love. I love new, fresh talent, don't I?
You do? Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Rachel Costanzo, welcome to the Joy Studios.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
Now, you've been swinging around the traps for a couple of years now. Finding your feet.
You're an old pro.
Learning the
craft. At the age of 22, I love it.
But not only that, you had your first single, was Blindside, was in the top 40 charts for weeks on end. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I was quite lucky with that. I put the song out there and then a radio station's computers were all down and were telling me to send music in, and so I did, and then it got into the top 40 charts.
You're like Stephen Bradbury of music. Getting through. Just happened to be that the radio station's down.
Yeah, it was the weirdest story. And then
I love that story.
Amazing.
First single I ever released, and I was like, wow, okay. Now, yeah, pressure's on for every other single after that.
Good girl. I love that.
And how is it all going? Because it's a tough game. Like, trying to there are so many dynamics to it. And how are you finding it?
It's a really tough industry. So much competition. Like, it's just everyone is releasing such amazing music these days, amazing songs, and it's crazy to keep up with.
But are you doing a lot of club gigs and all that kind of stuff? Do you get hired for all that?
Not club gigs. I'm a wedding DJ and singer, so that on weekends, yeah, and corporate events.
Yeah.
So it's very different. And then I'm in the studio writing pop music about love, and I'm, you know, DJ your wedding. So
you write everything. You write all your stuff?
I do, yes. I collab with co-writers, but normally it's just
I've
me
always
and my
wanted
thoughts.
To be able to write a song, and I'm useless. I've tried it once.
It's very hard. It's very hard.
Yeah. It's really hard, isn't it?
Oh, I spend months on a song.
You've had a few singles out. The one we're going to play now, Comfortable, how did you go about writing that? Where did it all come from? Where were you inspired?
So that was actually just meant to be a top line for another DJ, and they didn't end up using that vocal. So then I made it into a full song with M Squared Productions. They're like my brothers.
Yeah,
I love them.
They're great.
Yeah,
doing some good stuff.
Amazing. Mm. And they're like my brothers. I've been writing with them ever since I was 15. I did Blindside with them. So we, made that song into a full song and then released it.
Do you feel like because you can write songs, you've got that safety net there as well? Like, so the performing thing is what you want to do, but you've still got the writing skills to be able to cut through with that?
Yeah, definitely. It's a very tough industry with songwriting and just being an artist. I think having songwriting under my belt is good, but it's so hard.
Yeah.
Just to get your thoughts out on paper the way you want it to be expressed is really, really hard.
Talk to Anna. She's got a lot of thoughts that just come flying out of her face every 5 seconds. So.
I don't put anything on paper. Yeah, no. I feel like I might get arrested if I wrote half of this.
No, that's all right.
Now, listen, we're going to play Rachel's new song. It's called Comfortable. Now, before we get started on it, I just want to tell our listening audience, when you get home, because you're probably all in the car still, when you get home, you need to Google it. You need to look at it. It's a song that Rachel has written, Rachel Costanzo. It's called Comfortable, and there's the hottest dude in it. Honestly.
And again.
I'm not taking anything away from
Charlie Taylor.
Charles Taylor.
Yes, he's a cutie.
Well, let's hear the song.
Push those.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. Rachel Costanzo there and Comfortable, the new one from her. I love that.
Oh, gorgeous.
What a beautiful voice.
Well done.
You have a gorgeous voice.
Thank you so much.
And you've got another new track out too. We haven't got that here that we can play, but do you want to let people know what it is?
Oh, so it's actually coming out in 3 weeks' time.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's called You Know What To Do. And yeah, that's releasing in 3 weeks and I'm doing a single launch this Friday for it at the Evelyn. So,
oh, the Evelyn's a good place. It's a good place for it.
I'm so excited. I've never gigged there before, so I'm freaking out, but it should be fun.
I did a stand-up comedy competition.
Ooh.
I've been on that stage.
It's a stage.
It's a massive stage. I'm freaking out.
Performing live, which do you like better? Do you like the recording part? Do you like...
Definitely performing live. You just get to connect with your audience and, it's the best feeling.
And have you got people supporting you or you...
I do. I have Zeeb Mont. I think that's how you say it. Zeeb Mont. He's an amazing songwriter. He's written tracks for Delch Goodman and Alfie off The Voice.
Oh, wow.
He's incredible. And I also have one of my best friends, Zane Michelin. You guys have had him.
I know Zane. We've had Zane. He's gorgeous.
He's my best friend. I love him.
Oh, just hunk city with your little guy, Charles. What's his name off your video?
Charlie Taylor.
That's the way to get Dean there.
Rachel, thank you so much for coming
in.
We wish you all the best because I think with your voice and your talent with writing and everything, you're going to go a long way. And
you're heaven to look at. As well.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
The full package.
She's pretty bloody hot.
That's amazing.
That's all we've got for
we
you.
We are really leery this afternoon. Anyway, get on board.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.